This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, January 24th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The Gatestone Institute reports that 3,000 Christian churches, schools, cemeteries, and monuments were vandalized, looted, or defaced in Europe during 2019. The attacks were most common in France, where an average of 3 Christian sites were vandalized per day. In Germany, the rate was 2 per day. The spike in such attacks comes at a time of mass migration from the Muslim world into Europe. In Spain, the attacks are mostly carried out by anarchists and radical feminists who want to erase Christianity from the public square. Psalm 14, verse 1 says, "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none who does good." On January 12th, Iranian officials arrested Christian human rights activist Mary Fatima Mohammadi, who has been working in Tehran. Mohammadi's arrest comes after tweets she made criticizing the oppression of the Muslim regime. On Wednesday, the U.S. Supreme Court agreed to hear an important religious liberty case, Espinoza versus Montana Department of Revenue. The state of Montana had been offering tax breaks to people and businesses that donated to private schools. However, when most of the scholarships were going to children at religious schools, Montana pulled back the program. Montana parents went to court, saying the state was discriminating. Eric Baxter's Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty filed an amicus brief on behalf of the parents. Baxter told CBN News he was encouraged by what the justices said during the hearing.
5 of the justices seemed to very clearly see the discrimination that's occurring when you take funding away from students because of their religious status.
Lead plaintiff Kendra Espinoza said the scholarships were essential in giving her children the education she wanted them to have.
At home, we're a Christian family, and I want those values taught at school. I think that our morals as a society come from the Bible.
Ephesians 6, verse 4 says, "Do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord." President Donald Trump announced he will be attending in person and speaking at today's 47th Annual March for Life in Washington, D.C., making him the first president to attend the March for Life. Gene Mancini, president of March for Life, said, quote, "We are deeply honored to welcome President Trump to the 47th Annual March for Life. He will be the first president in history to attend, and we are so excited for him to experience in person how passionate our marchers are about life and protecting the unborn," end quote. Last year, Trump addressed the march through a surprise video link, telling the crowd, quote, "Every life is worth protecting," end quote. On Wednesday, on the anniversary of the infamous Roe v. Wade decision, dozens of pro-life people gathered at the office of Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to demand she allow a vote on a bill to stop infanticide. It's called the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act. Many of the participants were young people, and some of them even prayed in front of Pelosi's office before being arrested by the U.S. Capitol Police, reports Life News. If your congressman happens to be a Democrat, please get on the phone today and call 202-224-3121 and urge him or her to support the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act. That's 202-224-3121. Utah became the 19th state to ban so-called conversion therapy for minors dealing with unwanted homosexual attraction, reports Fox News. The new rule went into effect on Wednesday and will punish medical professionals for attempting to change someone's so-called sexual orientation or gender identity. Despite religious freedom objections, Utah Governor Gary Herbert, a Republican, ordered officials to move forward with the administrative rule. And finally, an Iowa woman is being honored for her incredible care after fostering 600 children over the past 50 years. Now 75 years old, Linda Herring, along with her husband Bob, have been caring for children for decades in Johnson County, Iowa. Herring ran a home daycare for nearby families, worked as a night custodian in a local high school, and even volunteered as a first responder for nearly 50 years. Herring never turned a child away, no matter their age, gender, or special needs. One of those children whom she adopted at 6 months is Anthony Herring. Now 39, he told CNN, quote, "I appreciate being adopted even more today as a parent than I did when I was a child. I am forever grateful for the life I was given. She and Dad have both taught me that family is not determined by blood. It's who you have in your life to love," end quote. Acts 20, verse 35 says, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Friday, January 24th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.